Chapter 12.
I'm back. I brought some tough-looking goblins.
I'm back with some villagers, too. And we brought some useful equipment, like ropes and helmets.
You're back, both of you. Did you set things straight between the villagers and the goblins?
Yeah, they talked it out. And now they're friends.
Okay, that makes it 15 of us, including ourselves. We even have a cat.
Wish us luck, kitty.
Then, let's rescue the dragon.
Yeah!
Ina, tell us what to do.
I'll remove the rubble from the top, and I want you to carry it out and dump it outside.
Roger that. I'll let the goblins know.
We can dump it for the gap in the wall.
Those who are not so strong can tie the rubble with a rope.
We could also pass it along from hand to hand.
Be careful not to hurt the dragon, and don't get hurt yourself.
Hang in there, Mr. Dragon. You'll be free soon.
This is going pretty well.
Gah! Shark! Power!
The rubble heap is getting smaller and smaller.
Careful, the dragon's trying to move. Oh, the rubble's sliding off of it.
Ina, are you okay?
Don't worry, I'm fine. The rescue operation is a success. Well done, guys.
Hey, dragon. How are you feeling? Are you in pain?
He's not going to attack us, is he?
I don't think so.
Help! His tail got me! Kura! Hey, are you trying to eat Kura?
Huh? He gently put me on his back.
He's gesturing to us.
Is he telling us to all get on his back?
Is this really a good idea?
Get on! Come on, guys! Now this is one crazy wild ride!
Everyone on board? Do we have the cat?
Whoa! We're flying!
Amazing! Is he heading to the village?
No Pegasus, but we did manage to ride a dragon!
Oh, what a beautiful sunset! The sun here is thrice as bright as ours.
I think I'll sketch it.
Make us look cool! We are the dragon riders!
I got you.